This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammad wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathiran. Fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a religion and a way of life which guarantees us success in dunya wal akhirah. It's not dunya or akhirah, dunya and akhirah. This dunya is extremely, 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 extremely important. Right? So don't fool yourself by thinking dunya is not important. Dunya is very important. Dunya is the most important thing. Why? Because this is the only time we have in our entire life, which started in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in the alam wal arwah, then in the rahm of your mother, then in this dunya, then it will go into the khabar, into the alam al barzakh, then from there it will go on to the maidan of hashar, then from there inshallah we ask Allah for jannat al-firdaus al-ala, bi ghayri hisab, in this entire continuum, the only time where we have the option of doing something which has an effect is this life. Think about this. Somebody tells you dunya is not important, tell him, excuse me, you don't understand anything. The only time you have the option of doing something which can make a difference is this life. In the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we had no ikhtiyar. In the alam al-arbah, we had no ikhtiyar. Alastu bi rabbukum? Qalu bala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, am I your Rabb? Yes. Who said? Everybody said. Then what happened when they came into this world? Somebody, minkum kafir, minkum mu'min. From them, some are Muslim, some are not Muslim. That is a matter of ikhtiyar. They choose. Rasulullah said, the child is born on the fitrah. Every single child, until he comes to the age of puberty, is a Muslim. And he said, the parents then lead them. So parenting is a very, very, very critically important thing. Parents lead them. Either they lead them to Jannah or Jahannam, whichever way. This life is the only time where we have ikhtiyar. Then once we go into the khabar, what is the ikhtiyar? In the khabar, can you say, Ya Allah, you know, I forgot to pray, I'm going to do my qada of salatul asr? No, there's no time. Then that is barzakh. Then on the day of hashr, do we have any ikhtiyar? No. Only period. And that is the reason why this dunya and to focus on this life is so critically important. So when we focus on this life, what should we focus on? We must focus and understand everything. If you are playing soccer, you are playing volleyball, you are playing because people are interested in sports in this country, right? If you play soccer by the rules of basketball, can you win it? He's laughing. It's true, no? Will anybody even say, what kind of question? How can you play soccer by the rules of basketball? Then how can you play this dunya by the rules of your life instead of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Tell me. How will you win? Just like in a game, to win the game, two things are required. What are the two things? Firstly, you must know the rules of the game. And two, then you must become proficient in the game. I may know all the rules of soccer, but I can't kick a goal to save my life because my physical body is not capable. I am not physically fit. So I know the rules, but I still won't win because I don't know. I'm not able to do that. So knowing the rule and being proficient. So what are the rules of this dunya? The rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. What is success? What is failure? It's not a mystery. Nothing is a mystery. Everything is open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the Quran al-Kareem, clear, la rayba fi, no doubt in it, no mystery in it, everything is known. And to further clarify, further reinforce, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the best of his creation, the best of teachers, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach it and to demonstrate it. Right? It's not, one is to teach, like I'm sitting here giving a lecture. Alhamdulillah, this one stage. But then to demonstrate it. Show bil amal. This is what the Rasulullah did. So there is no hujjah. If somebody says, I did not know, it is because you did not want to know. Nothing else. How can you not know? Because it is clear. Whichever profession you do, you did not know that from birth. You went and studied. You went to some college, you went to school and this and that and training, what not. So today you are successful. You don't sit there to say, oh, someday I will find out. I will know. How will you know? To know, you have to make effort, right? Is there a way to know without effort? I won't read, I won't go to college, I won't do anything, I won't practice, but I will know. There are many ways in which we fool ourselves. This is one of the ways. We think everything comes without effort. No. So, Iman. La ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is the kalima tayyiba, kalimatan, which we believe. But to make this and put it into the heart, needs effort. It won't go by itself. It's not a matter of saying, I'll say la ilaha illallah 100 times, 1,000 times, million times. No. Effort on the kalima. What is the effort on the kalima? Effort on the kalima is to see by amal that whatever happens, happens because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukum. And whatever Allah does not wish to happen, cannot happen. So to know that everything that Allah subhanahu, everything that happens is because of Allah, that only Allah can do and ghairullah cannot do, both has to be la ilaha illallah. It starts with the nafi. There is no one worthy of worship. Nafi. Nobody. Illallah, except Allah. La yanfa wa la yadur illallah. Nobody can benefit. Nobody can harm except Allah. So it's not just a matter of saying this. It's a matter of seeing this in our life. By living our life according to that. How do you do that? When there is a choice between what Allah wants and what I want, or my advisor tells me to do, and so on and so forth, I choose what Allah wants. I'm doing business, I need to expand my business, or I want to start in business, I need some money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, use halal means, no problem. Equity, share capital, interest-free loan, no problem. But loan with interest? Haram. But then you have some advisor. No. This is America. So America, there is a different God. Eh? This is America. Don't worry. It's okay. Here it is halal. How can it be halal? What Allah made haram is haram. No matter where. So what do you do? Say, I will choose what Allah made halal for me. You will have a loss. No. La yanfa wa la yadur illallah. I cannot have a loss. How can I have a loss? When my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu told me I cannot have a loss, how can I have a loss? Hatim al-Asam rahmatullahi alayhi, one of my favorite stories. I'll end with this. Hatim al-Asam rahmatullahi alayhi, he was a great scholar of Islam. He was a contemporary of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So he was one day in his house, he was sitting, he looked very sad, he had tears coming out of his eyes. So his little daughter, she saw him, she said, yeah, Abhi, what happened? Why are you so sad? Why are you crying? So she pestered him. He said, no, tell me. Okay. So Hatim al-Hasan rahmatullahi alayhi, he said to her, I want to go for Hajj. But we don't have money. Because he was a very, very, very generous man. Ma'al mutawakkilin ala Allah ta'ala. So he never had. His principle in life was, what is zayda zaruri, spend it. So whatever is zaruri, whatever is absolutely critical to survive, we'll keep that. Rest of it, give it in charity. So he never had any money. So he said, I want to go for Hajj. I have this from my heart. There is this thing in me to say, I must go for Hajj this year. But your mother, I asked her, is it okay for you people if I go for Hajj? She said, sure, if you leave enough money for us here, while you are gone, you can go. He said, but I don't have that. I have only money for the
caravan to go. Those days it used to take many months to go, all the way back. And so I said, that much money, or a little bit more, maybe it will last you for 1 or 2 weeks, but other than that, I don't have. So the wife said, no, if that is the case, sorry. No need. You stay here. Khuruj always problem. No? So the girl said, don't worry. I will take care of mom. Right? Daughters always. Special spot. So I will take care of mom. You make the plan. So Hatim al-Assam rahmatullahi went and gave the money to the caravan leader. This girl went and convinced her mother. Mother said, okay. He left. As they started out, the leader of the caravan, he got bitten by a scorpion. You know, in the desert, in the sand, you have scorpions. He got bitten by a scorpion. He was in intense pain. The man is suffering. And he... So somebody came. They knew him. They knew Hatim al-Assam rahmatullahi. So they came to him. They said, you are Sheikh, please make dua for him. So Hatim al-Assam rahmatullahi went. He made dua for the man. The man was cured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him instantly. That man was so happy that he said to Hatim al-Assam, you are my guest. So here is your money. Take it back. You are my guest. I will take you there, keep you there, bring you back safe home. No money. So Hatim al-Assam rahmatullahi raised his eyes. Ya Rabbi, you took care of me. Now take care of my family. Now meanwhile, they have gone. They are on the way to Makkah. Meanwhile, at home, 1 week passes, 2 week passes, now money is gone, now they are in trouble. Right? There's no food, there's no grain. So now everybody in the house is against this girl. The mother, everyone saying, you are the trouble, this is your problem. You are the one, you convinced me, and I said yes, and now your father's gone, and now we are starving, and now what will happen? And this girl is laughing. So everybody, mother's getting more irritated. You're laughing, we are in trouble, you're laughing. She's laughing. While this is going on, there is a knock on the door. They go open the door. It is the ADC, it is the military assistant of the governor of the province. He says, the governor is passing, we are passing by here, we have run out of water. Do you have some water for the governor? They said, of course. They got some water from the well, they put it in a nice jug and, you know, put a nice cloth over it and so on and gave it in a tray. The ADC took it. He gave it to the governor. The governor drank the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in this. The man drank the water. He said, I have never drunk more sweet water than this. Where did you get this water from? So they said to him, yes, Sayyidi, from this house across there. He said, whose house is that? He said, this is the house of Hatim al-Assam. He said, the scholar? He said, yes. He said, I want to meet him. They said, no, he's not there. He's gone off for Hajj. Only his family is there. So the governor said, his whole family are my personal guests until he comes back. So make sure that they get everything from the palace. Then the governor rides his horse to the wall of the house and he takes off his, you know, they used to wear these jeweled belts, the whole belt of jewels. It had pockets in which there was gold currency and stuff, gold coins. He took off his belt and he threw it over the wall. So these people are sitting here. As belt comes sailing over the wall, it falls in the courtyard, there's gold everywhere. Then the governor says, I have done what Allah put in my heart. Whoever loves me, do that. So what do you think will happen? This governor has got, you know, all his people there, whoever is with him, this Musahibin. So these people are suddenly, they have pouches of gold and belts of gold and everything else sailing. There is gold all over the floor of the courtyard. They have never seen this much money in their life. This money they got there is enough for their whole lifetime. Forget about one day. So then somebody says, where is this girl? They go look for her. She is in a corner of the room. She is crying. She is weeping. They said to her, you are a strange woman. You are a strange girl. When we were starving, when we had problems, you were laughing. Why? She said, because when we had problems, who left here because of which you were worried? Who left here? the Razik or the Marzuk? Al-Razak or Al-Marzuk? They say Marzuk. Our father is, you know, he receives Rizq. He's not Razak. He's not Razik. He said, and you were crying, so I was laughing. I said, you're fools. Marzuk went, Marzuk came, what does it matter? He said, now I'm crying because this is the result of the karam of one slave of Allah. One slave of Allah. He looked at us with karam, and this your whole house is filled with gold. What will happen? When akramul akramin, arhamur rahimin, when he will look at us with karam. So I'm crying for the love of Allah. Hey, one girl. Remember, the girl did not become like that by herself. It's not magic. This is the tarbiyah of the parents. This is the tarbiyah of the parents. How does the girl get connected to Allah? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the father connects her. Because the mother connects her. And that's why I want to close with this. One of the most beautiful stories was of our Salafus Salihin. May Allah help us to understand. We cite and we quote great people, not because we are like them or we ever will become like them, but because we need aspirational goals. And that is why we have our Salafus Salihin. We have the Sahaba, we have the Tabi'in, we have the people who are the great scholars of this deen, who showed us the way. And the afdal minhum kulluhum, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to live our life the way He wishes, the way He taught us, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, according to the seerah of His Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.